That Halloween, the hill noises sounded louder than ever, and the fire burned on Sentinel Hill as usual.
But people paid more attention to the rhythmical screaming of vast flocks of unnaturally belated whippoorwills, which seemed to be assembled near the unlighted Whateley farmhouse.
Their pandemonic cacination filled the countryside. Not until dawn did they finally quiet down and hurry southward, where they were fully a month overdue. What this meant, no one knew for certain.
But poor Lavinia Whateley, the twisted albino, was never seen again.
Wilbur ne'er said a thing about his ma. Didn't seem right to ask him about her either. Just kept working on that old house, ripping the insides out. Moved himself from the old crumbly books of his out of one of the sheds. House was totally boarded up by then. That was the summer of 1927. He were more than 7 feet tall by then. That's when he got to looking so worried and tremulous. That's when he started sending out whole passels of letters all over the world.
Edition. Open up the gates with the long chant that ye'll find on page 751 of the complete edition. The complete edition.
From the Whitney Library, Harvard University, to Mr. Wilbur Whateley, Dunwich, Massachusetts. Mr. Whateley, I regret to inform you that we will be unable to supply you with the volume you have requested. While your credentials are totally in order, I am certain that you will understand our reticence to comply with your request due to the nature of the book in question.
Page 751 of the complete...
From the Bibliothèque Nationale Paris-France unto Monsieur Wilbur Whateley, Whateley House, Dunwich, USA. Monsieur Whateley, it is not the policy of the Bibliothèque Nationale to lend out copies of rare books, especially when they must be shipped overseas. I am sure that you will see the correctness of this procedure in the light of the rarity of the volume you seek. Should you wish to view the book within the confines of the Bibliothèque Nationale, however, I am certain that something could be arranged.
From the curator, Victoria and Albert Museum, London, England, unto Mr. Wilbur Whateley, Dunwich, USA.